This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio trying to get a drink in here at the same time as I talk. Trying to get a drink in because it is a hot one. It's 106 degrees in Las Vegas today. It is a hot one. Thank God I have a nice air-conditioned studio. But even with the air conditioning on full blast, it's still not as cold as I usually like it. Because, listen, when it's 90 degrees out, my air conditioning works fabulous. When it's 95, it works fabulous. When it's 98, it works fabulous. When it's 106, it's hard to let, to ever work fabulous. I'll tell you, it's hot out there. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this radio show, and we are in the Fordham Resources studio, and I am the capitalist evangelist, and I love all-American stories, and nothing could be more all-American than a Wall Street story, and reason why is because you get to buy stocks. If those stocks do well, you can make money without working. That's the amazing thing about Wall Street. Let's say you make 100 grand a year. What if you make another 100 grand on stocks? That'd be pretty cool, huh? My dad, the butcher, did that one year, by the way, just so you know. My dad owned a small butcher store after a lifetime of working in a butcher store. He bought his own, or I should say he started his own, and he never made big money, but one year he put his entire life savings in a little stock called Seven Arts. And Seven Arts, it took him like 6 years for the stock to finally hit it big, but it went through the roof in year number six. He waited 5 long years, never went up, and in year six it went through the roof. And my dad, who never, I think his whole life, never made more than like $30,000 a year, he made 100 grand in 1 year with Seven Arts. So, I mean, that's why I've always had a belief in Wall Street. You know, you don't work, the company works, and the CEO of the company works, and if it hits big and you own it, you can make a lot of money, and you didn't work. You have your work going on, you're making your income off that work. And then all of a sudden you got another income off stocks. That was the only year my dad ever made extra money in his life. He had one big stock in his lifetime, made 100 grand 1 year. And that was in like 1968. So think of what 100 grand was worth in 1968. So Fordham Resources is a stock. It's publicly traded, diversified, natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. It's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. He already did a Seven Arts-like hit, like my dad had, because this legendary oil man built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. There were probably hundreds of David Roots making $100,000 each, and maybe some of them made a million each. Thank you, Mark Bruner. Isn't capitalism great? Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche, and they own the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Make an educated decision if you want to own their stock. Go visit FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M. Resources.com. But you know my belief, Kip Herridge, the smartest stock guru in the world, he put me on to Fordham. He says it's going to be one of the greatest hits in Wall Street, just like Ultra Petroleum was with Mark Bruner. So pretty cool advice there. FordhamResources.com. Make your own educated decision. FTMR is the stock ticker symbol. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So do you happen to have that tape ready from Chernobyl, by the way, Chris? Almost done. All right, we'll get to it in the next segment. Let's use it in the next segment. Because I'm on this jag about how bad communism is, because all it's about is lies. Lies, lies, lies about everything. You know, comrade, everything's great. And that's what liberals are doing in America today, just lies about everything. Biden just said there were no scandals in the Obama administration. Wow, that is fun. It's like saying there's no sugar or corn syrup in a Hershey bar. It's just such an absurd lie. So they're just like the liberals. And the same thing with saying that Trump has concentration camps on the border. The Holocaust Museum lectured AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, today after her concentration camp remarks. The Yad Vashem Museum in Israel suggested that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needs a history lesson after she said migrants at the southern U.S. border were being housed in concentration camps. Concentration camps ensured a slave labor supply to help in the Nazi war effort, even as the brutality of life inside the camps helped assure the ultimate goal of extermination through labor. The Israeli Museum, built as a world center for Holocaust research, tweeted on Wednesday at the New York Democrat. Concentration camps, the tweet said. Ocasio-Cortez initially compared border facilities to Nazi-era concentration camps during an Instagram live session from her D.C. apartment Monday night. She stood by her comments since tweeting Wednesday morning, "The U.S. ran concentration camps before. We rounded up Japanese people during World War II. It was such a shameful history, we largely ignore it. These camps occur throughout history. Many refused to learn from that shame, but here we are today. We have an obligation to end them," said the freshman congresswoman representing the Bronx and Queens. She's been criticized by Republicans like Liz Cheney, the top GOP woman in the House, as well as Jewish scholars, for diminishing the horrors of the Holocaust. Abe Foxman, director of the Center for the Study of Anti-Semitism at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, said, "Such ignorant comparisons trivialize the Holocaust and undermine the lessons of history." Holocaust scholar Deborah Lipstadt told Jewish Insider AOC's use of concentration camp was misplaced. "I think American policy of the people crossing our border is generally mean and vindictive." Yeah, I'm sure she's a big liberal, Deborah Lipstadt. "I think the separation of children is horrifying and degrades a nation. Something could be horrible, but it's still not like the Holocaust." Ocasio-Cortez's fellow Democrats have largely tried to stay out of the controversy. Members of Congress are just shutting their mouth. Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler is the worst evil man in the world in Congress. What a horrible human being. But he's Jewish, and he says one of the lessons from the Holocaust is never again. Not only to mass murder, but to the dehumanization of people, violations of basic rights, and assaults on common morality. We fail to learn that lesson. We don't call out such inhumanity in front of us. So that's his way of actually saying, she's right. He's a Jew, and he's saying what we do to them, the nice way that we treat those children. We educate them. We give them good food. We give them a nice bed. You're out of your minds. And then, of course, I could have told you from the beginning, my prediction was they're going to stab Biden to death. Metaphorically, of course. And I mean literally. They're not stabbing him with a knife, but the Democratic Party is never going to make him their nominee. They're going to stab him until he's done. His political career is over and he goes into retirement. So Bill de Blasio slams Biden. He bashed Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden for citing a notoriously racist Southern senator while touting his ability to work with lawmakers he disagrees with. In 2019, Joe Biden is longing for the good old days of civility typified by James Eastland. Eastland thought my... This is Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, speaking. Eastland thought my multiracial family should be illegal and that whites were entitled to the pursuit of dead, and then he uses the N-word. You know what word that is, the description of black people. De Blasio wrote on Twitter, along with a photo of his African-American wife and their mixed-race son and daughter, "It's past time for apologies or evolution from Joe Biden. He repeatedly demonstrates he's out of step with the values of the modern Democratic Party." Of course, it's the Democrat Party. It's not democratic at all. It's actually a socialist fascist party. Biden, 76, was defending himself Tuesday against the charge he's too old-fashioned for today's Democratic Party. Biden said he served with the late Senator Eastland of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia, staunch segregationist Democrats, was able to work with them despite their differences. Well, guess what? At least there was civility. We got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything, but we got things done. We got it finished. But today you look at the other side and you're the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore. Biden even faked a Southern accent as he talked about Eastland. "He never called me boy. He always called me son." Eastland was a plantation owner and a vocal critic of integration and civil rights movement. He repeatedly referred to African Americans as an inferior race and used the racist term mongrelization of the mingling of blacks and whites. A spokesman for Biden declined to respond to de Blasio's tweets. Telling you they'll never let him get the nomination. I wonder what Biden has to say about the liberals in Oregon letting a dog rapist and murderer walk free rather than hand him over to ICE. See, this is the problem I have. The way candidates are treated and the way talk show hosts like me are treated just isn't fair. You will ask a Republican, if one Republican says something dumb, which is probably twisted out of context, by the way. So it probably wasn't even dumb in the first place. They twisted out of complex and they made it sound dumb. Context. And they made it sound dumb. But nonetheless, they will go up to every other candidate and say, "How do you stand on that? And that's fine. If you also go up to every Democrat and ask them how they stand on every dumb comment made by a Democrat, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I want every Democratic candidate to be asked, how do you feel about Ocasio-Cortez saying we've got concentration camps on the border? How do you feel about all the comments Ilhan Omar has made against Jews in Israel? How do you feel saying that 9/11 was a little thing? Just a little thing. 3,000 Americans died. Little thing. How do you feel about all these mistakes by Joe Biden? Let's ask him. How do you feel about the Oregon Democrats letting a dog rapist and murderer walk free? Because you can't hand anyone over to ICE. No one should be deported. How do you feel about that? So a lot of MSM, meaning mainstream media pundits, have been slammed for defending Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Holocaust comparison. Chris Hayes drew a rebuke from the Auschwitz Memorial Twitter account after the MSNBC host suggested to Liz Cheney that she should learn some actual history about the difference between concentration camps and death camps. Hayes eventually backed off, tweeting, "Concentration camp is an extremely charged term, and I get why so many people are in good faith uncomfortable with its application." When we get back, I'm going to read you presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar's first 100-day plan release. When you hear what she wants to do in the first 100 days, you will vomit, you will laugh, you will cry, you will say these people are all insane. She would wreck this country and destroy this economy, and all of us would be out of work. There'd be no jobs. These people are so crazy. But she's no different than Joe Biden. Don't think Joe Biden's moderate. Joe Biden came out with his own Green New Deal, and it sounds the same as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He just leaves out killing the cows, but he doesn't want anybody to drive a car, a gas-fueled car anymore. He wants to make our country 100% green energy. You know what that would do to electric bills? You know what that would do to every product brought to market in a truck with a gas bill that's $10 a gallon? These people are crazy. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, I'll be on Newsmax TV in about 40 minutes or so, a little bit less than 40 minutes, right at the top of the hour. At 8 o'clock East Coast time and 5 p.m. West Coast time, Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allen Root Show, otherwise known as Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, only show on American TV where a guy rants for an entire hour and takes your calls and rants to you and lets you rant and get it off your chest about all the biggest issues in America today with no staff, really no producer, really no Booker in that hour at all. It's just me, Wayne Root, telling you what I think of the biggest issues in America today, and I usually speak for you. I'm proud I speak for you. That's why the show is such a big hit on Newsmax TV, and it's in the number one time slot on Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel, with about 70 million homes as of now and 80 million by the end of this year on DirecTV, Dish TV, and cable systems like Fios, UVerse, and Comcast Xfinity. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together three nights a week, including tonight. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. And to make it simple, just call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free wherever you are, like Cox Cable in Las Vegas. You got to tell them to get Wayne Root and Newsmax TV. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. 844-500-6397. I want my Newsmax TV. Is your message. Let's play that clip real quick from Chernobyl, the five-part series on HBO. It's all about one thing, one takeaway. Liberals are lying scum. Communists are lying scum, and liberals got it from them. Listen to the things that all the liberals say in America. They lie, and they lie, and they lie. They're delusional. They try to make you get re-educated in brainwashing camps. They don't want you to believe the economy is good. They don't want you to know that the economy is bad under Obama. They're liars. This is how they think from Chernobyl.
But when the people ask questions that are not in their own best interest, they should simply be told to keep their minds on their labor and leave matters of the state to the state. We seal off the city. No one leaves. And cut the phone lines. Contain the spread of misinformation. That is how we keep the people from undermining the fruits of their own labor. Yes, comrades.
Yeah. You know, they're all going to die. They're all going to die from radiation if you don't get them out today. Nah, seal the city. Leave them in to die. They won't think about it. They'll be doing labor for the state. Can't you picture Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that? Can't you picture Nancy Pelosi? Can't you picture Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar? Omar would be going, seal the city and let the Jews die. Let them all die. Because they're not worth living. I can picture all these people. Are you kidding me? Anybody who questions them. Wayne Root questioned us? Send a couple of Stasi to his home and drag him out screaming and torture him and see how he comes back on the radio next week. And then if he does it again, kill him. That's how they think. Don't you see that? They are sick. They're banning us, shadow banning us, trying to stop us from talking because the truth scares them. They hate the truth. They can't take the truth. Open border Democrat Kamala Harris said today, arresting illegal aliens and deporting them is racist. It's racist. You're not allowed to deport illegals in your country. Bernie Sanders responds to Trump's mega rally. He says the president is racist, sexist, a homophobe, and a religious bigot. Don't you see? They're the same as the communists. They are communists. As a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders, someone picked him apart the other day. His entire agenda that he announced the other day is taken right from the Soviet Union and the Communist Manifesto. And people hate these people. Do you understand how much people hate them? So that's why they got to leave the borders open and let the foreigners keep going in. Because the real people hate you. Democrat darling AOC, her numbers are in the sewer in her own district. Every time she's in the news, it's because she's talking about some national issue. She isn't interested in doing her own job she was elected to do. She's a national figure. The media adores her. And her constituents get nothing. Nothing. She's viewed skeptically in her Queens Bronx district. She has a favorability rating of 21%. Just 11% believe she has their best interests in mind. And only 13% would vote to reelect her. This is a survey of registered voters conducted by the Political Action Committee targeting her with a Federal Election Commission complaint. Stop the AOC PAC. And don't forget, she's the one that stopped Amazon from bringing billions of dollars and thousands of jobs to her district in New York. She's a complete idiot and a communist.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The benchmark rate remains between 2.25% and 2.5%. Talking with reporters today, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy has been performing reasonably well within this past year. President Trump's former White House Communications Director, Hope Hicks, was questioned by the House Judiciary Committee behind closed doors on Wednesday. This is all part of the panel's review of obstruction allegations stemming from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Ranking Member Doug Collins says today's hearing was a complete waste of time.
I think they've been trying to move this to court. They have no basis. If you go back and you look for the 5.5 months that we've been going through, event after event, they've gained nothing in their investigations. The Mueller report did not give what they wanted. And frankly, they seem to start stuff and forget them. 81 letters sent out. Nothing really happened. So I think they're trying to get to court to start with.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wait.
Maine wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now and USA Radio Network. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They have what I call the Triple Crown of Golden Credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best possible prices. Tangible wants you to become an educated consumer, and because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. They want to prove to you, once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So they're giving you a free DVD, award-winning at film festivals around the world, and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times bestselling author. Educate yourself. Find out why you need wealth insurance. And that's gold and silver. You get both the book and the DVD for free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible now at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. And don't forget, the book and the DVD are free. You don't have to buy a darn thing. No strings attached. Just call up, and the book and the DVD are yours. Educate yourself, 800-780-9000, and you might win a $199 gold coin gift absolutely free. So check it out. Do we have our guest on the line, Jim Berling? We got him? Okay, good. All right, so Jim Berling is from the Pacific Legal Foundation, Vice President of Legal Affairs, and I wanted him on because this is the very end of the session for the United States Supreme Court. We have only 2 weeks left, and there's all kinds of rulings coming up, and I wanted to get a sense of what's left to come out and where he thinks they stand. It's a very exciting time of year. Boy, I can't wait for the census ruling. Jim Berling, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Wayne.
So, listen, what have we got in line here for the last 2 weeks that the Supreme Court has not ruled on yet and that they're going to rule on, and it's going to be big rulings? I would say number one has got to be the census ruling, whether you can ask the citizenship question. I can't wait to hear them say that what Trump did is just fine and that we can ask that question and finally have some chance to get a correct count on the census. What say you?
Well, Wayne, that's fascinating because there are 20 decisions left right now, and the liberals really do not want the court to touch this census decision. As you probably heard, they're trying to do everything they can to get it stopped, to get the Supreme Court to say, no, we really don't want you to decide it, because I think they're very much afraid of what the Supreme Court's going to do. And I think that the Supreme Court's looking at this and said, look, if the United States government is able to do a census, why not ask questions that are relevant to the census? So I think this is going to be one of those controversial cases where there are going to be fireworks, there's going to be a strong dissent, and I think the dissent is going to be written by Justice Ginsburg. I may be going out on a limb on that right now, but I do not see her writing a majority opinion.
All right, so let me ask you something. I'm a little confused. There's 2 weeks left. Do they have to rule on census, or can they still punt?
The Supreme Court can do whatever it wants. It can punt. It can say that the decision was improvidently granted. They do that sometimes after oral argument, after deciding it. But that's usually when they find there are some significant procedural problems with the case below. They will not punt a case if it's properly presented to them and the issues are ready for review and they don't find any problems with the case. And the only problems that the left has identified with the case is they think they're going to get a decision on a ruling they don't like. There's been some of this question of whether or not some former administration people said certain things about it in emails, but that's not part of the record. It's really not part of this case. So I don't see that having an effect. I think the court's going to look at this and say, hey, a census, the Constitution doesn't say what questions you can ask and what questions you can't ask. And as you know, the census question was on there years ago. It was just taken off in recent times.
Right. So, all right. So I have another, kind of a follow-up question.
Yeah.
You just said a minute ago that you think Ginsburg is going to be the important ruling in this one. I'm confused. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, she's going to write the dissent. Okay.
Oh, you think it's going to be a 5-4 case and we'll win, but she's going to write the decision for the ones who lost, the four on the losing side.
Yeah, I mean, I could be going out on a limb and identifying who that's going to be. It's either going to be, my guess is her or Sotomayor will be writing the dissent. And that's and I think that would be something we'd be happy with. Those are people who think that the, you know, administration can ask whatever questions it wants on the census as long as it's relevant to what the census is there for, which is
right.
to enumerate the citizens and find out, you know, who lives where and can they vote or not.
Yeah, this one to me doesn't even, you know, I'm prejudiced, I'm biased, just like liberals are biased. Everyone has an inherent bias, but I'm a conservative and I'm an American born, and I think this is such a no-brainer. How can anyone tell a president what question he can or cannot include on the census, and if the question is a valid question, how can you stop them from asking it? So, to me, this is just like the what they call the Muslim travel ban. It wasn't ever a Muslim travel ban. It was a common sense way to stop people from countries with no records of any kind from getting into the country. It was a no-brainer. I knew the Supreme Court would rule for us, and I feel the exact same way on the census. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, the so-called Muslim ban on immigration, I mean, there were arguments, at least, that had some credibility that that was done for purposes of discriminating against religion. Now, you know, you might think that's not valid, but, you know, that's the argument they made. What's the argument here? The argument here is that the president didn't go through the proper procedures, that perhaps we shouldn't be counting people because it's going to hurt some districts. Those are not good legal arguments. I think these arguments, you're right, are a lot weaker than they were on the question of what kind of who you can allow and what who you can allow from what countries to enter the country.
All right, so tell me what else are the big ones left? You know, pick and choose maybe like two or three great ones out, other than the census. Out of the 20 that are left, what are like, you know, things that are literally, you know, mind-numbing changes to our nation if Trump wins them or if liberals win them? What's left?
So we have a fascinating case here called Nick versus Township of Scott. And the facts don't seem important until you realize what's behind them. A woman in Pennsylvania owns about 20 rural acres, and some local people wanted to trespass across her property to look for some gravestones. And the state of Pennsylvania court said, well, we're not going to stop it. She went to federal court and said, look, they've taken my property. They're basically trespassing on my property. They've taken an easement. And what the court said there, and the Court of Appeals, the Third Circuit, said, look, you can't bring a claim defending your property rights in federal court. You can only bring such a claim in state court. And for those people that are concerned about property right issues, that's a big problem because a lot of state courts, think California, think a lot of the eastern states like New York or Massachusetts or Connecticut, Pennsylvania, they're very much opposed to property rights. And that's a fundamental American right, the right to be able to use your property and protect it from trespassers. And she was told she could only sue in state court. What other constitutional rights do you have that you cannot go to state courts to vindicate? If a local government wants to prevent your right of free speech, you go to federal court. If a local government wants to prevent you from practicing your religion, you go to federal court. But according to a number of federal courts and old Supreme Court opinion about 30 years ago, that if you want to vindicate your right to use your property, you can't go to federal court. And so I think that's going to be a very important decision for giving people the ability to protecting their property rights. So pay attention to that one. It's Nick versus Township of Scott. It happens to be a case that we argued at the Supreme Court. Another case that's somewhat fascinating is a case dealing with the Bladensburg Cross in the American Legion.
That's a good one. There's one I like.
So here is a cross, a large cross that was built by veteran groups wanting to memorialize those people who died in World War I in their community. So they built a large cross on private property. You've heard me say that, private property. But the property became government property when it was condemned to make way for a traffic circle. They had a change in intersection, put a traffic circle around this cross. But now the cross is on public property. And all of a sudden, those people who hate religion find that this is a case where this is government establishing religion by having this cross. I call it an accidental establishment case. And so the court is deciding whether or not this is an establishment of religion. And this is going to be a very close decision. For years, we had justices on the court, some appointed by Republicans, many appointed by Democrats, who were very much opposed to any kind of government association with religion. And so you have people, you know, banning the Ten Commandments, banning Christmas displays. But in some cases, these things would be allowed. You could have a Christmas display if you also had a menorah and if you also allowed an atheist display. And it just gets ridiculous, you know, pulling, you know, nitpicking. So in this case, we have a large cross. It's clearly and originally a Christian cross, but it doesn't necessarily have a religious purpose anymore. And so it's very controversial amongst a lot of people who question whether the government should, to what degree should the government get involved in religion, or should government be opposed to religion, just remove all vestiges of religion from the public square. Is that something the founders of our Constitution and the drafters of the Constitution would have been in favor of? They were all pretty religious people. They may have had different attitudes toward religion. Jefferson's attitude was very different than Washington's or Adams', but they all were very religious people, and I think they would be quite surprised to see this being debated today the way it is.
All right, so you got a taste of some big rulings coming up in the next few days. A couple of them are guaranteed to make liberals lose their minds and their heads explode. One would be the census ruling, whether you can ask the citizenship question, and the last one, Jim Burley mentioned, would be another big one, whether you can have crosses on private property, not even public property. None of the liberals' damn business. I'd love to watch their heads explode on these ones. Jim Burling was our guest. Thank you, Jim.
My
Pacific
pleasure.
Legal Foundation, Vice President of Legal Affairs, their website, pacificlegal.org. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Fantastic stuff if you suffer from voice problems, like horse problems, like I have, and gut problems, like I have, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, leaky gut, brain fog, which I have. So I got three of those conditions. Everybody's got something. You know, everybody's human. We've all got something wrong with us. And my good friends and My Doctor Suggests have something interesting for you. My Doctor Suggests creates these products that are alkaline structured silver, and they destroy yeast and bad bacteria and viruses while not harming our good bacteria, and they just get you great results with no negative side effects. At least I've never experienced one ever. I don't think there's any recorded negative side effects for alkaline structured silver. My voice, which used to be hoarse all the time, is now a workhorse. I've never missed a minute on the air. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. Brain fog, don't have it anymore. Wake up in the morning, I'm sharp as a Scud missile. And leaky gut, I used to eat food and I'd get tired immediately. And also get upset stomach, and it's gone. It's not there anymore. Thank you. My Doctor Suggests, they're colloidal. It's not colloidal. I keep wanting to say colloidal. It's alkaline structured silver. I've taken colloidal silver many times in the past, and nothing even comes close to this alkaline structured silver. So I take their silver solution, and I use their silver gel on my skin, and I use their silver mouthwash, and I take their silver lozenges, and I've just noticed such amazing differences. Thousands of people have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Let's hear your story. Let me know. Call them at 866-660-9868. Can't order it in stores. You can only get it through Wayne Root, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code root and save 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root and just say Wayne Root sent me. So I've been promising you for 2 days now I'd get to a presidential hopeful, Amy Klobuchar's first 100 days plan. Okay, you've got to hear her 100 days plan. These people are all insane. She shared a link to her plan earlier this week. The urgent problems our country is facing require immediate action and bold solutions, and I plan to get to work on day one. The first thing she wants to do is get the United States back in the Paris Climate Agreement on day one. You mean there's no correlation between Trump getting us out of that agreement and how great the economy is? The minute you get involved in climate change, it is a scam, it is a scheme, the only goal of which is to destroy the economy and put every one of us under control of government and steal our money and steal our money and steal our money. So that's the first thing. Get us back in the climate change agreement, Paris climate change, for the United Nations. She also vows to increase funding for Planned Parenthood. That'll help the economy. And raise the minimum wage for federal contractors to $15 an hour. Oh, that'll help the economy. And re-enter the Iran nuclear agreement. Oh, my God. These people are insane. And keep in mind, she calls herself the moderate in the Democratic Party. Her plan includes gun violence legislation, banning bump stocks, assault weapons, and high-capacity magazines. Oh, that'll help. Oh, that will help, right. That'll disarm the honest citizens, the law-abiding citizens, and it will ensure that on the black market, every criminal can get all those same things and kill us all. And, of course, the government, anytime they want, with their jackbooted thugs can come get us, and we'll be defenseless. Other actions mentioned in the plan include the removal of the citizenship question for the census. By the way, I didn't know it was in the census. It's not. The Supreme Court's about to rule whether it'll be in the census or not. Ending family separation at the border and a raise on the refugee admissions cap. So she's telling you she wants people who are illegal to answer the citizenship, to answer the census, so that more and more money is given to cities and states with tons of illegals. She wants to end family separation at the border, even though military is separated from their kids every time they go on their assignments, and they're heroes and patriots. And she wants to reward illegals coming over the border, and then she wants to raise the refugee admissions cap. Oh, let's let in millions of new refugees. She also plans to propose an historic investment in America's education system that will fully fund education and rebuild our crumbling schools. Yeah, okay. And increase teacher pay. Oh, that's a great one. After all, public schools have done such good jobs with all the new money we give them. In the history of the world, there's never been a group of people that ask for more money than public education every year because the kids are all failing, so we need more money. You give them more money, they fail some more, and they go, see, we need more money. You give them more money, and they say, see, for the 38th year in a row, we need more money. The kids are all failing. And you give more money, they fail some more. That's because public education sucks. And the more money you give them, the worse it is. Wow. She doesn't mention how she will pay for any of her far-fetched plans. It's just scary what these people believe in. And by the way, here she says, raise the cap on letting in refugees. And at the moment she says that, breaking news is in: a Syrian man who was led into the country as a refugee by Barack Obama has been arrested on terrorism charges after planning an attack on a Christian church in Pittsburgh. 21-year-old resident of Pittsburgh planning an attack on a Christian church in the city's north side, and he's providing resources to ISIS. Mustafa Musab Alomir. Wow. Let's let more refugees in. I mean, why would we not let them in? They're such nice people. They've got nothing on their mind except love. Such loving people. You know, every time I meet a refugee from a Muslim country, I think, such loving people. I mean, it's loving to stone a woman, isn't it? It's loving to drop a gay off a roof, isn't it? It's loving to throw acid in the face of a little girl who wants to go to school, isn't it? Loving people. Thank you, Amy, for such great ideas. All right, I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.